Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 11th. I'm reading from the English Standard Version and we are in Paul's third missionary journey in Acts chapter 20 and verse 17. Paul has his sights set on Jerusalem and today we'll find him in Miletus where he speaks with the Ephesian elders. But his heart and his mind are set toward going back to Jerusalem. Acts chapter 20, beginning in verse 17. The title in my Bible says, Paul speaks to the Ephesian elders. Now from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia. Serving the Lord with all humility and with tears, with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Wow, this was a very interesting passage and a convicting one. Paul is testifying to the gospel and the grace of God in his life and in the lives of the Ephesians. This made me think about the grace of God in our lives. Sometimes we need to just stop and meditate. Lord, if it were not for your grace, where would I be? Then secondly, what stood out to me was verse 35. We actually read this verse on Sunday in worship as we were considering the offering. It says here, In all things, I have shown you that by working hard, in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. My mom would tell me this over and over again until hopefully it sunk down in my brain. We as a people are naturally bent to wanting to receive, but we learn as we give that the blessing lies in not holding too tightly to what we have. And then finally, in verse 28, I was reminded that we as the body of Christ are asked to pay attention to ourselves and our faith, but also to the flock, to those around us, to those who sit near us in the pews, to those who are our friends in need, to those who may need an extra touch or encouragement. Verse 28, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God. We may not be considered overseers, but we can see those who are around us. And I pray that the Lord would help us today to see the needs, whether they are physical or mental or spiritual or emotional, and that we would be able, by the power of the Holy Spirit, not of our own, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, to work in partnership with God so that those around us may experience the light of Christ. As we end the podcast, I just want to encourage us to pray scripture. And so let us go back to yesterday's reading and pray the armor of God over ourselves and over those in our midst. Will you pray with me? Father, please help us to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. We know that our wrestling is not against flesh and blood and other people necessarily. It's more the rulers and the authorities and the cosmic powers, these dark spiritual forces of evil. I'm reminded, Lord, though, that you are authority over all, and you sit enthroned in the heavens. And so no evil power can overcome you. I'm just so grateful for that. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to take up the whole armor of God so that we will be able to withstand in this evil day. Help us, Lord, to fasten on the belt of truth. Help us to know what is your truth. Help us to know and be able to articulate your truth and to stay in the way of truth and to walk in your ways. Help us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Lord, you call us to the life of Christ. We are never going to be able to measure up. And so we thank you for the righteousness that we have in Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for the faith and the ability to walk in his righteousness. Lord, would you give us the shoes on our feet, the readiness of the gospel of peace? Your grace is sufficient for us. Your power is made perfect in weakness. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to put on peace, that you would give us the peace that transcends all understanding, even when all around us, like Paul, is suffering. Lord, may we see the resurrection power at work at the very same time. Help us to take up the shield of faith. Lord, would you extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one who seeks to devour us with lies. And help us, Lord, to remember your truth about who you are. Please, Lord, give us your helmet of salvation. Help us to remember the beauty of the fact that we have eternal life and abundant life in you. And Lord, give us the sword of the Spirit. Remind us of your word all throughout the day as we pray in the Spirit with prayer and supplication. I pray for anyone today who is going into a new venture in the days to come, that you might, by the power of your Spirit, guide them each step of the way. And Lord, protect each of us as we seek to put on your armor, as we walk into whatever you have for us today. May we do it with the faith that the Holy Spirit is our guide. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord, and may all God's people say, Amen.